Democrats say Mick Mulvaney's comments are an admission of guilt.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
While Republicans see them as a headache at best.
In Syria,
a shaky ceasefire and a shaky deal.
Two women make history in space.
It's really nice to see how far that we've come.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House is scrambling to explain comments by the acting chief of staff that President Trump demanded Ukraine investigate the 2016 election in exchange for U.S. aid, saying his words were misconstrued. Democrats investigating impeachment say those comments prove a quid pro quo. Correspondent Nancy Cortez is on Capitol Hill.
Mick Mulvaney said the president did withhold millions in military aid to extract a promise from the Ukrainians.
The corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney's comments directly undercut what has been the Republican defense of the president. By nightfall, Mulvaney was walking back his comments, saying in a statement there was absolutely no quid pro quo and that the president never told him to withhold any money over a server. But impeachment investigators were already focused on his earlier admission. New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski.
Mick Mulvaney basically confirmed to us the heart of the matter here, which is the Trump administration held up at the president's order vitally needed security assistance to Ukraine for political help from the Ukrainian government.
Just hours after Vice President Pence announced a ceasefire in northern Syria, there's been gunfire and shelling in at least one city. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in the region.
Turkish attacks continued on the border today, breaking the so-called pause in hostilities. 120 hours, 5 days for the U.S. to facilitate the reason Turkey went to war in the first place, the removal of Kurdish forces from a 20-mile-deep safe zone along the Turkish border. At a rally in Dallas, President Trump painted himself as a kind of playground peacekeeper.
It was unconventional what I did. I said, they're going to have to fight a little while. Sometimes you have to let them fight a little while. It's like two kids in a lot. You got to let them fight, and then you pull them apart.
But it's far from child's play for the hundreds of people killed and almost 200,000 displaced by the fighting. And Turkish forces have been accused by a chemical weapons expert of using what looks like white phosphorus against Kurdish civilians, banned by chemical weapons conventions.
The White House is defending an unusual arrangement for the president to welcome G7 summit members to his golf resort near Miami in June. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said there is nothing improper about Doral hosting the summit of foreign leaders because Mr. Trump will not earn a profit.
I don't care about making money.
According to the Constitution, all federal employees are prohibited from accepting any gift or fee from a foreign government.
The ballrooms are among the biggest in Florida.
Doral is prominent among Mr. Trump's U.S.-based properties. He reportedly took out a $125 million loan to buy it.
He's got a lot more invested in Doral than he does in, say, the Trump Hotel in New York or other places because this is his money and he's on the hook for the loan.
Jonathan O'Connell of the Washington Post said Doral's financial situation is stressed. Next year's G7 summit will come to Doral when it needs revenue badly. June is part of the club's seasonal slump when visitors tend to shun Florida's heat and humidity.
You're going to have not only the business that you're going to get, but you are going to have the greatest advertisement for a property you could ever have.
History is being made right now, 260 miles above Earth.
Jessica, Christina, we are so proud of you. You're going to do great today. We'll be waiting for you here in a couple hours when you get home.
Jessica Meir and Christina Cook are in the midst of the first all-female spacewalk.
Women haven't always been at the table, and it's wonderful to be contributing to the human spaceflight program at a time when all contributions are being accepted.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says they're making a repair to the International Space Station.
The work is not terribly challenging, but just the fact that two women are going out on their own is certainly a milestone and something that has everybody at NASA a little bit excited.
Their mission is expected to last about 5.5 hours. A previous all-female spacewalk was scrubbed in March because there was only one medium-sized suit on board. Planning to celebrate the weekend with a scotch and soda? Savor the moment before it gets more expensive. CBS's Gary Nunn is live to explain.
U.S. consumers soon will be paying more for such things as scotch whiskey, French wine and cheese, even olives. $7.5 billion worth of goods produced in Europe All are subject to 25% tariffs now, which took effect at midnight. Small U.S. retailers will be hit especially hard. The actions are intended to punish plane maker Airbus, which has had an unfair advantage over competitor Boeing. Also, aircraft produced in Europe will cost 10% more here, thanks to the tariffs. Deborah?
In Mexico, Sinaloa State. Drug cartels take over the streets of the capital over a controversial arrest and release. CBS's Adrian Bard has details from Mexico City.
After an incredible amount of rumor and misinformation, Mexican officials finally admitted they decided to free the son of El Chapo Guzman, the infamous drug kingpin, now serving time in the U.S. The Mexican authorities said they let Chapo's son go in order to avoid more bloodshed in the capital of Sinaloa, El Chapo's former base of operations.
A setback to a growing movement to expand recognition of same-sex unions in Asia. A court in Hong Kong has just issued a ruling banning gay partnerships. 5 months ago, Taiwan became the first government in Asia to legalize same-sex marriages. President Trump's former defense secretary, James Mattis, is taking a swipe at his old boss, President Trump.
I'm not just an overrated general. I am the greatest, the world's most overrated. He also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals.
He spoke at a charity dinner in New York last night and said the only person in the military Mr. Trump doesn't think is overrated is Colonel Sanders. A scare for a pop star in Sin City.
It was a hard fall for Lady Gaga during her show in Las Vegas last night. She invited a man up on stage during her residency show at the Park MGM, and the overexcited fan picked her up, which led her to wrap her legs around him. He made a few short hops and wound up falling off the stage, both of them falling hard down to the ground. But she managed to get back up and perform her next song. No word yet on how badly hurt the fan is. Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you're a Barbie girl or guy, pack up your pink suitcase.
For the first time ever, I'm becoming a host on Airbnb. So now you can stay at my Malibu dream house.
A two-night sleepover at the end of this month is $60 a night to celebrate Barbie's 60th anniversary. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.